Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
2-1, hit hard on a line. That's a fair ball up the third baseline, headed towards the left field corner. Merrill's on his horse. He's at third. Stowers gets to it. Leaper going to hold him. Through the stop sign. Relay to the plate. Not in time, and it gets away. Merrill ran right through the stop sign and comes in to score.
Are you expecting a ticket from the police for running that stop sign at third base?
Come on, Leaper. Holding me on that one? No. Are we kidding me now?
What do you got?
Tell us
what's going on.
Any ball that's through the outfield and to the wall, you got to score from first. That's how we run this team. So, you know, obviously some guys don't got the speed, but, ball to the wall, you got to score from first.
And there it is, Jackson Merrill, telling you what he thought of the situation. Welcome in to Gwynn and Chris, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matthew Scraby. The Padres get game one of this three-game set versus the Marlins, 2-1 victory, and that there that we just played happened to be the game-winning run. Jackson, with the ball in front of him, decided that he had a legitimate shot, if not a great shot, to get in. Tim Leeper, from his visual and where he's at, saw it a little bit differently. At the end of the day, Jackson got it right, and the Padres walk away with the victory. Chris, Matthew, how are you guys today?
Yeah, I was going to say, the way the pitching was last night, it's a good thing that Jackson Merrill did that, or we might still be playing. It might still be 1-1. I don't know what Tim Leeper was thinking, honestly, other than that he was lucky he got far enough out of the way so that Jackson Merrill didn't just trample him on his way to home plate. You know, it's a tough job, third base coach, but when you're holding up a runner who ends up scoring as easily as Jackson Merrill did on that play, yeah, I think it's pretty clear that Jackson made the right call, and Tim Leeper on that one would have had the wrong call. But hey, you know, the season's going all right now, and the Padres are, coming up with wins, finding ways to get it done again, Tony. And, you know, this has been happening all season long, and I think maybe it goes back to just the fact that this team has a little something that's hard to put your finger on. You know, it doesn't show up necessarily statistically. You know, in terms of offense or, you know, pitching and, you know, injuries. But this team, they get more wins that maybe they shouldn't get than most teams, I think. And felt like last night they pulled another one out.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think ultimately it's not really that difficult to figure out. What it is they believe that the guys in that locker room,
yeah,
they don't care what anybody else thinks. They don't really care what the numbers think. I think they are honest with themselves that they have to be better, but that doesn't change the belief. And so when you get in those one-run games, they feel pretty confident. They feel pretty confident that they're gonna get the victory one way or another. And you know, this team, there really isn't much more to it. I mean, they had the game on Sunday where they put up a bunch of runs, but, you know, those have been far and few between, yet
yep.
This team is 10 games over 500. And, you know, I think probably the bigger concern is making sure these starters get deeper than 4 1/3, 5 innings so that you can have a chance to utilize what is a phenomenal bullpen come postseason time.
Was the decision to remove Randy Vasquez last night more built around the fact that maybe Mike Schilt felt like this was just going to be a one-run game and he wanted to preserve that one-run lead? Or was there something that Randy Vasquez wasn't doing that he wanted to see? Because his pitch count was fine. He hadn't been pitching terribly, but I can understand if Mike Schilt felt like, hey, this is going to be the final score. We just need to get there.
Can I answer before Tony tries? Because Tony knows the answer. I want to guess the answer.
Let's guess it.
I want to guess the answer and say that Randy Vasquez was not pitching fine.
Okay.
He was behind every hitter. He was on 3-2 counts all night long. He got lucky that, Augustine hit a line drive that almost took Manny's glove off, and that was a double play. He gave up 7 hits in 4 innings. He struck out nobody. He was fooling nobody. I honestly felt like I would have taken him out. Like, Mike Schilt, to me, couldn't get him out of there fast enough. And as soon as he gave up another hit on another hanging pitch that he basically got away with, that it was only a single, that's why, I think. That's what I saw. Tony, you were there. What'd you think?
I think I won't go as hard in the paint, but that was pretty. that's pretty accurate. I think Vasquez, he's not a guy who's going to punch a lot of guys out anyway. So
no.
I don't even pay much attention to that. But he was getting 0-2, 1-2, and then next thing you knew, 4 or 5 pitches later, it's 3-2, some foul balls, and you know, I think we're at the point, and I said this during the game yesterday. I think we're at the point in the year where the rope won't be as long unless it absolutely has to be, right? Bullpen was rested. They had to basically the day off Sunday. None of those guys had to pitch because of the runs they put up. And so I think he saw it as Chris saw it. He was getting out of trouble, but eventually you keep putting yourself in those situations, especially against a hot team like the Marlins were, you're gonna find yourself in trouble. And given the fact that the guys who were coming up in that point, Stowers had almost hit 2 home runs. He hit the second one. He just missed the first one. Those spots are coming up again. And so I think he saw it as, I got all my guys fresh. There's a good chance the way this game is going right now, it's going to be like this. And so he took a shot, and he went. The bullpen was just spectacular, as it always is, and the Padres get game one. And now you come in here tonight and you hope maybe we could put a few more runs up. I could not have to use all 4 of my guys. I could maybe use 2 and then get to tomorrow with a chance to sweep.
The reason I said Randy Vasquez was pitching fine is because we're used to the 7 hits.
seven hits is one thing when you're ahead in the count. 7 hits,
okay,
when it's 3-2 every batter.
Yeah, no,
that wears on you, I think, as a manager, honestly.
I don't think he pitched bad, but the inconsistency of the starts, right? I mean, that's his second start where he didn't get to through the fifth.
It was
4 1/3 back-to-back times. Before that, he had a 6 spot where he looked terrific. And I think the Padres would love to see him take that step and be that guy more often. He's never going to be a dude who punches out 6, 7, 8 guys. He's always going to be a soft contact guy, but how he's got to take the next step from getting 0-2 and being able to, like, get the out in the next one or two pitches versus consistently getting 1-2, 0-2, and then it's 3-2, and then it's, you know, those pitches eventually wear you down. And so, yeah, man, I just think Mike Schilt saw it as a chance. We need to go get this win right here.
I think another thing that you got to really credit Mike Schilt for and everybody for is reconfiguring the rotation coming out of the All-Star break. And I think one of the things that they have done, which served them well last night, is put Nick Pivetta ahead of Randy Vasquez. Why? Because Pivetta's likely not to need those four closer guys at the end of the game.
The four horsemen.
He's not. He's likely not to need them. Vasquez is likely to need them. And it worked out perfectly. They had them all ready to go. And, yeah, I mean, Vasquez, look, these conversations, to me, started in April. They went away a little bit in May and into June. And I thought, all right, he's starting to figure it out. Here's another thing I want to ask you, Tony. With certain pitchers, and most pitchers, when the count's 0-2, you start to nibble a little. You go off the plate. You hope the batter will chase. I don't know that I would do that with Vasquez, because I don't know that I can just give up a free ball or two and then expect him to, you know, be okay. And I see when he gets to 0-2, it's almost always automatic. And I'm thinking, well, let's just get the out now. Because, anyway, Vasquez has got to get better command going forward if he's ever going to be the guy that they want him to be. That's the bottom line in my mind. But, you know, we're being negative on a day we should be positive because they won again. And
You already are kind of there with Vasquez. I think Vasquez's last two starts haven't been good. But the two previous ones were pretty good. And okay. So, like, I'm not going to lose sight of that in the last two starts. He didn't have a good one yesterday. The bullpen picked him up. Pivetta inevitably was always going to be in front of Vasquez. They just had it that way because you didn't have Darvish. You didn't have – you had Michael King when it started. So, you know, this is typically what happens is the half comes, you reshuffle the deck, you got 4 days to do it. And so that always happens. I think that would have happened regardless. And so – now, you know, I think Colick gets an opportunity. He got some rest, probably some much-needed rest, and we'll see what he can provide today. You know, after a 4 1/3, you'd love a 5 and some change, maybe. You know, I think that would be ideal for tonight.
You know, the other thing,
you'd love more than that, but I don't.
Yeah,
want to
I know
agree.
7 is like a dream in this day and age, which is, you know, another subject entirely. Look, that was the 23rd time last night in 100 games, so almost every fourth game, that the bullpen has pitched four or more shutout innings. 23 times out of 100, and there's two parts of it. A, maybe. You know, AJ Preller's looking at that and says, you know, I cannot tinker with any of this. Because we've talked, or I've talked about, you know, maybe dangling Suarez out here at the trade deadline, but maybe he needs to just keep these four horsemen together. And then B, the other thing is it just worries me that this isn't going to hold up forever and ever and ever, but it has so far. You know, I hope we got two more months of this. Because as you say, Tony, so often when these guys pitch scoreless baseball, they kind of have to because they don't have a lot of extra wiggle room, which was certainly the case last night. So,
yeah, they don't. And, you know, that's just it is what it is right now. And the deadline's coming up. It could change. I just want to point out one thing before we go to break. The cut and relay worked out in Jackson's favor because the first throw short hopped the cut guy, and the cut guy then had to shuffle his feet. The read that Tim Leeper got was the right read. My man Stowers got there quick and got rid of it quick. But at that point, the third base coach is looking at the outfielder and where the runner is when he gets to it, because you have to assume the cut and relay is going to be on. So you can't wait beyond that point if you're going to send him or wave him. So at that point, when he got to that ball, I saw the same thing Leep saw, which was hold him up. But he couldn't predict that first throw was going to – short hop the infielder, and then the infielder was going to then shuffle his feet.
See, we don't see that.
No, we don't see all of, we can't see all of that. But what I saw was the scene in Animal House when the guard is going, everybody be calm, and holding both of his hands up, and the entire parade route tramples the guy. That's what I saw for poor Tim Leeper, and I'm just glad that Jackson Merrill missed him going by.
I am too. I'm glad that Jackson got in there too, because that was the game winner. All right, we got to get to break. When we come back, more Gwen and Chris on the other side.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, Heavy Hearts, we rejoin you on the program. 2:19 is the time. You didn't hear earlier today. That guy, the crazy train, the guy riding the crazy train, the guy driving the crazy train, Ozzy Osbourne passed at the age of 76 today. You know, Ozzy Osbourne, along with his music, Black Sabbath, and then his own, you know, his own stuff.
Yeah.
So he's going to go down in history for that. He'll also go down in history, or he should.
I think I know where you're going.
No, for starting reality television.
That's what I thought you were
okay,
going there.
Yeah, I mean, it was not the first show that we all really tuned into kind of on a daily or weekly basis.
I love that show.
Was The Osbournes, right?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Sharon!
I mean, it was incredible. I mean, the only thing of the show lacked was closed captioning because it was hard to understand what Ozzy was saying half the time. But, yeah, that show started it.
I
don't know what the date was of the Osbournes. Look that up. But I don't think there was any Real Housewives shows then. There was no, you know, any of that stuff. I mean, the Osbournes was the first one, I think.
It was March 5th, 2002.
So that's 23 years ago. Now, I guess the first real one was The Real World, right?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Right,
The
Real World.
That was in the 90s.
That was right. That was MTV, The Real World, and I think San Diego is one of the very first locations for that. Somebody who knows a little more about The Real World could, you know, double check that.
Was it San Francisco that was the first one?
I don't know where the first one. I know San Diego was involved in The Real World. But, yeah, now, I mean, it's everywhere. Do you know how many channels you can flip through on a given evening and find a reality show?
A lot.
And name any vocation.
Oh, it was New York was the first one.
New York was the first 92. Real world. 92, wow. But Ozzy, I think, was the first, you know, legit, you know, celebrity family that we tuned into. So, yeah. Little saddened by that news today. 2:22 is the time.
Can I say one more thing about the Osbournes?
Of course.
My favorite episode ever was when Ozzy went to Chipotle and they could not understand his order.
What he ordered?
They could not understand it. It was great.
I mean, really, listening to that song right there, Crazy Train, you can actually understand.
That's the thing.
Some of the words.
Is he like, sings in perfect English, but he cannot speak English that you can understand.
Ozzy, man. Who is the original Wizard of Oz? Him or Ozzy Smith?
I have no idea.
I think Ozzy Smith might have been first, but it was close. Grab your club's tees and tee off for a great cause. Join us, the 4th Annual Salute to Heroes Charity Golf Tournament. It's next Monday, July 28th. It's at the Loma Santa Fe Country Club. Golf, food, prizes, and all the camaraderie. All to honor our local heroes and support veterans programs. Register today at sandiegosocialleagues.org. July 28th, next Monday, Loma Santa Fe Country Club, the 4th Annual Salute to Heroes Charity Golf Tournament. Let's golf for all those who gave it their all. Greg Vaughn will be there. Olden Polonies, former NBA star. Zab Judah, Arabian Prince, sorry. More to be announced. So that's coming up next Monday. I golf today, Scraby, and since I think I share sometimes when I play well, only fair that I share that when I play terrible, I didn't get a par today. 18 holes, zero pars. That was like unbelievable to me. Shot 101 on a course I usually shoot low 90s or high 80s even.
Really?
It's just a bad day. Found every water hazard and every sand trap. So if you're having a day like that, you have company. I should also add that my day started before the sun came up. I got up, walked into my office at home in the dark, which is what I do often because I get up early to go for a walk, sometimes to swim. Today was a walk day.
Okay.
Walked into the office in the dark, stepped right in my dog's, you know what? Yeah. She left me a present,
and I stepped
right in it. That's how the day started.
That was Chris stepping
that
in it.
That was not me.
No, you were stepping in it.
Oh, my God. And then I had to, you know, walk. Then you have to walk to the sink to clean it, and you drag it anyway.
Oh my goodness.
You don't even want to know what a nightmare this was to start the day, and I don't feel like it's gotten a whole lot better.
Was it new or old?
No, it was, yeah,
it was new.
It was mushy.
Oh,
can I tell you? Sorry, everybody. Sorry if you're out there, but I mean, the reason I'm sharing is because there's somebody somewhere is driving along going, God, I'm having a terrible day. And now that I just told them that story, they can at least say, well, my day isn't that bad. So,
yeah.
Cheer up, everybody.
I mean, it can only go up from there.
You would think. And then I go out and golf and can't get a par. So the day has continued to be. Well, I have a one-word description of the day, but it doesn't qualify for the radio. I do know that it starts with the letters S and H.
Oh, and
it
ends with a Y?
I believe so.
Oh, man. That's bad.
Can you believe that?
That's bad.
The dog got me.
At least, you know, I'd much rather it be barefoot than on my shoe just because it's so hard to clean a shoe after that.
Yeah, but the foot's not great.
No.
You know what happens? As I mean, it happens, and then you have the thought to throw up. You know what I mean? That impulse.
Yeah.
And you have to kind of choke anyway. All right. Let's try to get on. We only have a few minutes. I guess that's why I'm being silly today. Padres do get it. Game two with the Marlins tonight. It'd be nice to score a few more runs. I think they had five singles last night, or four singles and a double. And, again, if Jackson Merrill doesn't run through the stop sign, The game is probably still going. So they're going to have to find a way, you know, to be a little more consistent offensively. Same lineup tonight, by the way, as last night. In terms of the batting nine, the order, the only difference, Cronenworth will play first base tonight. Iglesias will fill in at second. And that means Arise gets the DH tonight. Other than that, it's the same lineup.
There's a growing rumor mill around Jake Cronenworth being traded by the Padres, which I
don't buy that one.
I don't necessarily buy it either. It's very... I don't understand why you would...
Well, the rumor, if you haven't heard it, the rumor is that Cronenworth, and it was mentioned by the Athletics,
yes,
which is a pretty good
Dennis Lynn,
yeah, pretty good, you know, reputable thing. Dennis knows what he's talking about normally, Dennis Lynn, and I'm not saying he's not right, but he's saying that there've been some talk of Cronenworth moving with Jason Adam to the Oakland Athletics for Mason Miller, the 99 to 100 mile per hour right-handed flamethrower.
Please do not send Jason Adam to the A's, please.
No
for
kidding,
his own...
that would seem very unfair. I don't know if I want Jake to have to go there either.
Well, that's true. Either of them, that would be messed up.
But Mason Miller, according to this, would then become a starter. That's the rumor. So we're sharing it with you. It's out there. There's so many other rumors out there.
I don't know if I believe that
one. And the bottom line is, you know, I said it last week. If A.J. Preller's, you know, if we were, you know, silly enough to think that he listens to this stuff and reads all the stuff on Twitter and the rumors, he's got to just sit back in his office and laugh.
He probably does.
Realizing how wrong we are on 99% of this stuff.
I think it would be funny to be a fly on the wall.
Yeah. But here's the other part of it, Scraby.
What?
Between now and the trade deadline, if you and I and Dennis Lynn and Kevin Acey and everybody on the MLB Network and, you know, Bob Nightingale and everybody, if we all guess at enough stuff between now and August 1st,
something will hit.
Somebody's going to get it right. Just if you're the one that gets it right, just don't give me the I told you so thing, because I think it's just luck, you know, to land on one of these trades.
I do like Mason Miller. He's got lots of contract control, but I do not like Jason Adam is the key to this bullpen. He gets you to Robert Suarez.
I think so. I think I'd rather trade Suarez
if we're talking
make
about
Adam
those two,
the closer,
yeah,
than trade Adam and not have an eighth inning guy. But maybe they think if Mason Miller, maybe their scouts say to the Padres, he could be a starter, and they desperately need another starter, the Padres. Even if Michael King comes back.
What does that mean for Michael King? Like,
no, I don't know, but even if he comes back, anyway, that's kind of the latest thing being discussed. But so many things are being discussed that I think you have to take all of it with a grain of salt.
Agree.
So we will do that. The other baseball story today, since we don't have a lot of time, I want to get into it for a minute. Rafael Devers has granted the Giants their wish and request, and he will play first base tonight.
See, you're part of the problem.
It only took him 2 months to agree to do this. He was traded to the Giants on June 15th. Today is 1 month, July 22nd. Took him 5 weeks to finally say, you know what, okay. Here's the thing. You can say whatever you want about Devers, and you're not going to be able to change my mind what I think of the guy. Will Clark, the famous Giants first baseman, was asked by the Giants to come down and work with Rafael Devers. And on more than one occasion, not just one time, more than once, according to Will Clark, Rafael Devers just didn't bother showing up.
Are we talking about the one incident that happened
while
you're on vacation?
No, Will Clark says it was more than once. Will Clark said it was more than once that he was supposed to work with Rafael Devers and help him and just show him around first base a little bit. More than once, according to Will Clark, I don't know why he'd lie.
He
says Rafael Devers did not show up. Beyond that, I don't really care what Rafael Devers does. The fact that he would not do that shows me what this guy's all about. And I'm going to just give you one last thing. Since June 15th, the day the Giants traded for this guy, they're 11-18. Since the day that the Red Sox traded him, they're 17-12. Could it have been subtraction by addition for the Red Sox by getting rid of this guy? Maybe we blame the Red Sox for all of this because they didn't treat it right and they put it in the media and they made him look bad and all of that stuff. Maybe they just did know all along that he was a pain in the, you know what?
It could be true. I
don't know what's the bottom line. Devers will probably go to first base. He'll, you know, hit 10 home runs the next week, and everybody say it was worth it. But as of right now, I think the Red Sox are thrilled that he's gone, and I'm not so sure the Giants are all that excited to have him.
I think Buster Posey is realizing you probably shouldn't trade for a disgruntled star.
I'm just saying.
Quote, unquote, star.
Well, look, I mean, if the guy, look, if he doesn't want to play first base, fine. If he has aversions to it, I get it. We've talked about it. I understand it. And I want to go out there and embarrass yourself if you can't do something or don't feel confident. But if they set you up with a hallmark person of the franchise, Will Clark, and more than once you just stand him up, you don't show, what's that tell me about you? I can't deal with stuff like that. Is this new Will Clark revelations?
Because we dealt with this while you're on vacation, and
yes.
He said it was because the Red Sox were in town, and he didn't want to be a spectacle in front of the Red Sox bench. Now, that doesn't clear Rafael Devers of not being like, hey, Will Clark, you don't need to be there because I'm not going to come out. Like, there needs to be communication.
Nothing clears him, as far as I'm concerned. But that's just me. I can't stand people who give me the attitude that they are just better than whoever it is that did decide to show up and try to help you.
I can't root for Rafael Devers.
Won't root for Rafael Devers.
Real quick, tune into the Manager's Report with Mike Schilt this Friday at 9 a.m. on Bennett Woods. The Manager's Report is refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925.
All right, I'm not rooting for Rafael Devers tonight, who's making his first start at first base, but I am rooting for 45-year-old Rich Hill.
I'm not.
Who's back in baseball.
There's nobody out there that's better than Rich Hill.
Starting tonight for the Kansas City Royals in Wrigley Field against the Cubs.
That's crazy.
It's his 14th team, which ties the all-time record held by Edwin Jackson.
That's kind of cool, though.
If Rich Hill fails to get the job done, the Royals have already called me and I'll get the next shot at
it. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think you got it.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think I have just as much chance of being successful. We got a game now, Sam Levitt's pregame show. We got a game in the morning tomorrow. Then Tony will be traveling, but Scraby will buy, and I will be here for a full 4 hours at 2 o'clock to wrap up this Miami series. So enjoy the rest of your day. Don't step in any thing that I stepped in. All right, good luck to you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.